We got caught with our pants down. The sardines are here. They have arrived a bit earlier.
Salmon have definitely started to come in their abundance with quite a bit of keelback starting to pop up and some doggers.
This isn't just a migration. It is a living, breathing stampede of marine madness.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Here we go. The wait is over. The Sardine Run 2025 has officially erupted in full force along the KZN coastline, and it is sending shockwaves across the entire South African East Coast. The ocean is awakened, and as for the buzz, absolutely off the charts. Guys, the greatest shoal on earth is here, with icy currents charging up the coastline, a bait fish activity boiling onto the surface. The stage is set for one of the wildest, most action-packed sardine runs in recent memory, and the social media shows the silver shoals cutting through the turquoise water, chased by chaos, gamefish, gannets, dolphins, sharks, thrill-seeking anglers all in on the chase. This isn't just a migration. It is a living, breathing stampede of marine madness. And here at Angler News SA, we have got all the news for you from our correspondents throughout the entire coastline to tell you exactly what all this mayhem is all about. So sit back, relax, turn up the volume, and get ready for this week's Sardine Run Report. But before we do get into it, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. So guys, where do we even start with this episode? I mean, we did not see this coming. We thought the sardines were coming in about another 2 weeks' time, middle of June. That was the predictions. That was what history has showed us over the last couple decades, right? I mean, what happened on Saturday took us completely by surprise. No one was ready. All we heard was, hey, there's a spotting down at Port Edward. And before we know it, there's the sardine netters unpacking their crates off nets and whooping out stuff from their storage. And even at that point, we're still wondering to ourselves, are there still going to be fish? I mean, is this really sardines? Is it just another bait ball? Is this just the prelude to what's to come? You know, the breakaway shoals? Well, guys, we were completely surprised because it was the sardines. And amongst that, a ton and a half of bronze whalers. I mean, I'm talking about up to 21 bronze whalers on that Saturday morning. So there were three nets that came out, and the action just never stopped since then. It was just sardines day after day after day. In fact, on some days, they were even giving away the sardines. And these are just still the pilot shoals. We know we've got a mammoth shoal coming through down from the Eastern Cape. And you know what? We've got some cold fronts coming through next week. So that's going to just simply blow our minds with what's to come. But that's still to come. Right now, what is happening is the news, the Angler News SA, and our reporters are going to tell you all about it. And we are going to kick it off in Durban because we predict that's where the sardines shall be in the next few days. So let's kick it off with Mike V and Brad Krubler with the calm before the storm.
Hi guys, the fishing on the weekend was great. Quite a lot of edibles mixed in the bag there, quite a few spinners, couple of greys here and there, small diamonds, small browns, all that sort of thing. But everybody that went to the beach did catch something as far as I know. From small spinners, milkies, up to some decent sized greys. The guys that chased the edibles did very well. The guys that went down south and up north, fish for the cob, they fish for the bronze bream, the stone bream, all those sort of things, they did very well. On our local beaches, quite a few grunters, quite a few stumpies, also some small cob. On the paddle skis and ski boat side, quite a few snook around still. Not wild, but the guys are getting them 1-1. A couple big cooter around, some lovely cooter in the deep. Folks fishing in the bottom already catching their lots of keelback and doggers. So yeah, that's working out quite well for them. Durban Bay has been throwing some beautiful grunter. I saw a video of a whole pile of cob in a boat. So yeah, there are some lovely fish in the bay to be had. From little live baits to paddle tails, things like that, the guys have done very well. Guys, don't forget, the sardine run has started. It is down in the south coast. So the guys are getting quite a few good nets. There are some fish with it. Hopefully the sea settles for us so we can get into the action. But I have heard that there are a couple of pilot shoals already off Durban. The guys have been getting one or two sods and they're live bait jigs. So anywhere from basically, I would say Durban right down to Port Edward on the weekend, you're going to find some sods. Thanks, guys. Mike V for NSA News.
Good day, guys. Brad, yeah, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing report for the past week of the Durban area on the ski boat. The fishing has been pretty good. The salmon have definitely started to come in their abundance with quite a bit of heelback starting to pop up and some really good doggers. Still plenty of half carb. On the general bottom fishing, still a lot of slingers, soldiers, some really good Englishmen, and some mouse rock rods around. On the game fish side, yes, guys, the water's cleaned up a bit on the shallow, so the snook and the cooter are definitely being a bit better this week. They're starting to play the game again. Yeah, but the highlights is, yeah, the sardines are arriving here, so hopefully those better game fish like the big cooter and the tuna come into the shallows and we can start targeting that. This is Brad for Angling News South Africa. Speak to you all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a start to the reports. Now, just to add to that report, today I went down to the snake park. I was chatting to a few guys out there and they told me about that grunter that was coming out in the harbor. Yes, they were fishing snake park, but they did fish the harbor as well. And the grunter was looking very nice. I mean, the guys were telling me about the sizes, but to me, the highlight was as I'm standing off the pier, there were these honeycombs. So two honeycombs just sitting, hugging the pier in the real shallows, right? So that was amazing to see. And then we had our friend Ray that headed down this evening, and him and DeAndre ended up catching a diamond skate of over 2 meters. That is approximately 95 kilos. The fish are here. They're out here in Durban, and it is looking absolutely amazing. Now, I know you want to know about the South Coast. That is coming in about 5 or 6 minutes' time. Now, before we get there, let me tell you what's happening on the North Coast. The guys are not just standing there and twiddling their thumbs. They are catching fish. Now, they know the sardines are still coming, right? I mean, that whole shoal is still coming through, but they are getting the cob, right? And cob is coming out in beautiful sizes. They are getting garrick virtually on a daily basis, averaging about 12 kilos. And on top of that, they have stumpy size of dinner plates. There's also the shad on the bite. So the North Coast is alive, irrespective of them not having the sardine frenzy that's happening down south. And as for the offshore side on the North Coast, well, guys, there's still an odd snook, mainly cooter, coming out, and there has been some tuna. So you know what? There is still some fish out there on the offshore side. Right, now, before we get to the South Coast and the sardine action and everything you want to know about it, let's hear from Jan, because he's got some action on the Midland side as well.
Hey there, guys. So we can finally say that the winter trout fishing is really taking off, as there have been some excellent fish reported from a number of waters. With the night and early morning temperatures down to the mid and lower single figures, the winter chill finally seems to have reached the Midlands. The stillwater trout have responded well to the cold snap, and so while it's been a bit slow in coming, we are now looking forward to a great rest of the season. With the closure of the Trout River season last weekend, it's now time to break out the stillwater gear. And if you haven't already, that is, as the festival season is already in full swing. The Topps Corporate Trophy Challenge and the Hastings Exclusive Down, and still next weekend, the Camberg Trout Festival, followed by the Boston Fly Fishing Festival, as well as the third leg of the TCC and the finals are yet to come. Yours truly will be fishing in the Camberg Trout Festival next weekend, so here's hoping that the fish are on form. The returns of the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers are rolling in at pace, while the anglers make hay with the fine conditions. Water temperatures are dropping nicely, as we've reported, with the current temperature sitting around 13 degrees. There's been a good range of fish brought to the net, with most coming in the upper end of the tape, the 15 to 19 inch or 38 to 48 centimeter bracket, with a few bigger fish falling into the 19 to 21 inch or 48 to 53 centimeter class. Unfortunately, no yet discernible trends in fly pattern, with a variety of flies doing the business. Damselfly, dragonfly nymphs, smaller nymphs, woolly buggers and leeches, primarily natural colors to date. But as the water temperatures drop further, brighter fly colors, namely white, pink, and orange, will come into play. The bass fishing remains on the slow, however. Carp and barbel, however, have been coming out at Albert Falls. Guys, do stop in at Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. This is Jan Korobel reporting for Kingfisher and for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. Always so good to hear from you, my friend. And you know what? All the best for your event next week. We will be rooting for you. Now, back to the sardine action. Guys, okay, before I kick off the South Coast, I just want to tell you, there is a podcast coming out, The Science of the Sardine Run. Now, we know, you know, the social media is flooded with where the fish are coming out. But you know what? If you really want to understand the sardines, if you want to understand the difference between a red eye and a normal sardine, if you want to understand whether we can eat all bait fish, it's all coming out in the next Deep Dive podcast that will be dropped very soon. So watch our socials and follow our channel. This is why you want to follow Angler News SA. The Deep Dive is an add-on to the show, and that's where we really get into the meat of everything. That meat being the sardines. Now, let's find out more about it. Let's start it off with Ray Thompson with the upper half of the South Coast.
Starting down the far South Coast, Port Edward all the way through, with this big sea that we've had the last couple of days, there's been very few fish around. Same old ones as usual. In other words, bronze bream and cob. Those are the main suspects that have been caught over the last couple of days. A couple of wilder parrot as well. The odd garrick. Unfortunately, with the big seas, there's been very little around. But good news is the sardines are here. There's been some sharks over the last 2 days, all the way along from Splash. And of course, the sardines have gone all the way up to Toti today. There are sharks around, but very few game fish around. Pennington, all the way through to Scottsboro. Again, there's been very few fish around, the usual suspects, cob and bronze bream, and very little else. Once again, sharks and sardines. That's it. That's what's been coming out, guys. All the way through to OT, exactly the same report, unfortunately. The weather, however, is looking very nice coming up from basically Thursday onwards. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is going to be an absolute knockout again, early morning. Go out there to Toti, all the way down to basically Port Edward. There will be sardine action. There will be shark action. Go out and enjoy it, guys.
Sharks and sardines. That's majority of the fish. Hey, once again, listen out for the Deep Dive. We'll tell you exactly why the guys aren't catching much else when that sardine shoal is coming out. We have a marine biologist that's going to explain that to you. All right, so now let's find out what's really happening down with Adam, because that's where all the action was.
Hey, Vinesh, and all listeners on East Coast Radio, I just want to say we got caught with our pants down. The sardines are here. They have arrived a bit earlier. Again, it's Mother Nature. You just can't put your finger on it. You can't predict anything in terms of Mother Nature. And again, it has proven us wrong, Vinesh. The sardines popped up in Port Edward and everyone's, okay, cool, let's get on with it, right? And that we have been doing. From Port Edward to Sheppey to North Coast, I just want to say everybody involved, even just people going down and seeing this, the greatest shoal on earth that aren't even netting. You know, it's awesome to see everybody out and about. The excitement is in the air. You can feel anglers all racing around and getting ready. The rush is here. So yes, Vinesh, the sods are here. And again, just to everybody, even if you're not even fishing and you're just going out to see it, it's an awesome family day out. Just be mindful of the netters and be respectful. Keep your distance, guys. And you know what? When you get home, whether you got some fresh baits or fresh sods on butter bread, nothing beats this greatest shoal on earth. Now, getting into the fishing side of things, it has been a bit of holding pole, mostly as we haven't seen much game fish. However, the guys have landed a few sharks. We saw Mo with a gorgeous yellow belly rockhod, and a couple of sharks landed here and there down in Port Edward and a few other spots, but definitely not been fireworks. And again, just talking to most of the guys, we are hoping and definitely praying that this is just part of the pilot shoal or maybe even some of the main shoal. And there are definitely some more sites coming up from the Eastern Cape side. And again, as once the sites start moving off, we are definitely going to be in the thick of it with the game fish. So guys, don't despair. There is something out there for everyone. Otherwise, Vinesh, I just want to say everyone, I hope you have an awesome sardine season. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam Lyon. Now, guys, Adam has also been sending me images of cob and kingfish and garrick. There has been some fish coming out, but this mainly happened prior to the sardines coming and pretty much after that shoal has passed. And over the last 2 days, the guys are asking me, hey, why is there no sardines down in the lower South Coast? Well, they've moved down here, but there's huge shoals coming through. So make sure to follow our social platforms on TikTok on a daily basis. I am updating you with exactly where the fish are. I'll be doing that early in the morning. As soon as the news breaks, I tell you, you know what, guys, Port Shepstone or Rocky Bay or Amanzantoti. So you know where the fish are, right? And this weekend, it is predicted to be absolutely amazing. That's going to be pretty much your last chance to go out and fish and get into all of this action, because next week, we have got one serious weather pattern coming through. Guys, it's going to be cold. It's going to be rainy. There's going to be snow. There's going to be hail. So make sure to get out there and get fishing. This is the time. This is the moment. This is the sardine run. This is the action that's going on right now. This is Angler News SA and our next show, The Deep Dive. We will even go into detail. We're telling you how to preserve those sardines the correct way, whether you're going to use it for consumption or whether you're going to use it for bait. That's The Deep Dive. That's our next show. So until then.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.